talking with Tom Buchanan, President of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Tom, you're a busy man these days, and I know you got kind of a smile on your face that kind of you can't wipe away right now because of all the moisture you've gotten. Tell me about conditions in southwest Oklahoma.
Ron, it's a marvelous thing that in addition to the hat of Oklahoma Farm Bureau, I also get to wear the hat of manager of Lugard Altus Irrigation District, the only irrigation district in Oklahoma. And the supply that we use is Lake Altus or Lugard. And about 3 weeks ago, it was setting at 9% capacity. And in that three-week time frame, it went to 119%. So we reached flood stage. We have a full lake. We've got enough water to irrigate probably at least two crops with. Things have improved dramatically in southwest Oklahoma as it has across Oklahoma from a moisture standpoint. We're greatly encouraged.
And folks have been able to plant cotton for the first time as far as irrigated cotton for the first time, what, 3 or 4 years?
Absolutely. 2010 was the last time that we really produced a full irrigated long season crop. We've had a few dry land crops since then, but that was really the last irrigated. So the irrigated cotton is planted. It's in the field. It's all emerged, growing very fast, looks real, real good. Now, from an irrigation district manager standpoint, you know, I always got something to worry about. Before, I didn't have water to sell. Now I've got water to sell, but we're late in the season. I don't know if we're going to sell very much. Depends on how this summer goes.
As far as overall attitudes of your neighbors and the folks you talk about, really across the state from a Farm Bureau perspective, the attitude has to be pretty good.
It's great. I was really concerned about many of our producers. There was a mental anxiety level that was really beginning to rise amongst producers. And I'm not sure everybody understands that, but if you've been a producer your entire life, actually producing a commodity year after year after year, and then the drought hits you like it has here, and you went for a number of years, 3, 4, and potentially 5, and not producing, you started to question your self-worth. That's the type of people that we are in agriculture, and that makes sense. So today they are much improved. They're excited. They're invigorated. The country's just alive again. It's a great thing.